This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, you know, as I tell you, truly be part of the solution. And it's very easy to become part of the solution. It's paying attention. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to what's happening around you. And you will do well. You truly will be able to make a difference. Right now, if you don't have that information, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know the information you need to have to make a smart decision, if you would, then do me a favor and don't make any. You know, don't speak. However you want to say it, I don't really care. Right? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And we'll all win. I guarantee you, we will all win if you simply get informed. And that's what you use to fight with. All right. Well, I can't make this one up. And I don't know what to do to get you guys to figure out what's going on here. Truly what's going on. Because frankly and honestly, I don't know how to fix this. In Pittsburgh. No, I'm going to screw that up. Not Pittsburgh, but Philadelphia. Yeah, the city of brotherly love, right? They are having a true police issue. Now, it isn't because it's so dangerous, and that's why they don't want to sign up for anything, or they don't want to join. It's because the way they treat their police, they don't protect their police. But don't take it from me. Let's hear it right from the horse's mouth here, okay? Take a listen, and then we'll talk.
Rick, what was the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in-progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That means residents will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city. Call boxes that link directly to 911 have been installed for people to use in case of an emergency. And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city. The chief said today the data supports that.
Yes, it's enough to cover the entire city in those hours when we have 8% of the time people are calling. I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
Now, the chief also acknowledging today that some of these changes are due to staffing shortages. He's down to 740 officers, well below the 850 they would like to have. Now, coming up new at 5, residents, city council, and the police union all weighing in on these big changes that begin Monday. Live in the studio, Rick Earle, Channel 11 News.
Right. I mean, you're telling me, so, you know, I was talking about this to someone else today and saying, okay, I want you to think about this. Right, I'm gonna use women as an example. So if you can't handle it, go somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you. But a young lady, maybe out at night, or you know, maybe even I don't know. I'm not gonna, because I know some of you're gonna rip it up. But whatever, coming back from a party, coming back from a friend's house, and all of a sudden they start to get followed. Now, it used to be if you had a clue as to where the nearest police station was, all they had to do was go to that nearest police station. Right? That simple. What do you do now? You're going to go to that station, and there ain't going to be anybody there. And then what? How do you keep them safe? You're telling me 20 officers are good enough for all of Philadelphia? Yes, I know. It's a city of brotherly love, blah, 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 blah. But really? You're telling me it's safe at night? 20 for the whole city. Makes no sense. And then again, thefts, harassment, criminal mischief, burglary alarms. That means if somebody's breaking into someone's house and the alarm goes off, they're not showing up. Not unless you call them and tell them somebody's holding you at gunpoint. Yeah, that's going to work, right? So, I don't understand, and yet your taxes are paying for them to protect you. Am I missing something? Your taxes are paying for them to protect you. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. After the break, Jennifer Van Laar from redstate.com. She's the deputy managing editor. She's going to join me to discuss the bloodbath at the RNC. Apparently at the RNC, they're going through their own changes there. Things need to be cleaned up. They somehow, I don't know how, but they somehow ended up going on a spending spree over there, spending all kinds of money, which is really, really sad because they need the money. They truly need the money to win some of these elections. And yet they just don't seem to care. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Like I said, Jennifer Van Laar from Red State will join us.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, because that's what it's about. You get involved in the conversation, you get a clue, and that's how you make a change. All right? 855, again, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Check us out at joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's the deputy managing editor over at RedState.com. They are one of the publications, one of the few, and I do mean few, publications that you can go to and really not worry about whether it's true or not. Jennifer, thanks for joining me.
Always a great pleasure, but I'm the managing editor.
Oh. Deputy, yeah. Well, if I read the whole line... right? Then then it comes out right. If I don't read the whole line, then it comes out terribly. So, anyhow.
I'm the one in charge over there now.
All right. So, you know what? You got to cut me slack because I'm a male. You know, we don't read directions, right? At least that's what
I
do.
Right, right.
So, anyway. But, all right. So, you were at the RNC last week, or followed the RNC, the party that they were having, or the end of the party that they were having, because things are coming to the crazy spending is coming to a halt, isn't it?
It definitely is. And, you know, I was going to go to the meeting in Houston on my way back from a East Coast swing back to California, but just too old to travel all that much anymore. So I covered it from home.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I have a newborn granddaughter, so I had spent a week, you know, there. So with newborns, you don't get sleep. But anyway, I was following from home what happened. And, you know, we knew that Michael Whatley, who was the chair of the North Carolina GOP, and Laura Trump were elected as chair and co-chair after Ronna McDaniel and Drew McKissick, who was her co-chair, stepped down. And one of the first things Laura Trump did was produce a $100,000 check. She didn't say if it was from any of the Trump entities or who it was from, but a donation to the RNC that was effective upon that election as an example to say, hey, we're not going to let any moss grow on any stones. Like, well, we're going to get right to work. And so I took that as a hopeful sign. But one of my sources there at the meeting had told me that they had heard that there was going to be a bloodbath on Monday, meaning today, that there were going to be a lot of firings and a lot of cleaning house. And lo and behold, that played out. About 60 or more than 60 are going to be laid off.
Wow. So, and again, you've been following this. You've been watching the money that's being spent. This will reel some of this in, won't it? I hope.
Well, not just that, but yes, okay. Is the short answer. The little bit more nuanced and expanded answer is, obviously, you don't just can't just cut staff. You have to cut the right staff. Maybe yes. If there's duplication of effort, because especially in this big of an election year, we need bodies. We need people, but we need people who are in it for the right reason, that have some kind of either training or can be trained, you know, that kind of thing. You can't just throw any bodies at something. But the bigger part is that all vendor contracts are going to be reviewed. And from what I've heard from numerous sources, a lot of those are very bloated. Potentially some of these senior staff members, there were five of them that were let go today. Potentially some of them were getting kickbacks on it. There were vendor contracts to former, like I think that we talked about it on your show, to people who were former staffers that were suddenly getting double as a consultant to the RNC than they got in their salary. So those, it's good if all of those are gone, and it's good if they're trying to streamline to get ready for the election, and the money that they save there could be spent on things like infrastructure for get out the vote and ballot chasing and ballot curing, which is something that we're doing in California right now to make sure that all of the votes that should be counted are counted and the ones that shouldn't are not counted. So if that's what they're going to do with the money that they save, you know, and they're going to streamline things so we can be more effective with the dollars that we have, hallelujah.
Well, you and I, you know, we've been in California a long time, and you've seen this kind of, I've seen it at the California Republican Party state level. You know what I'm saying? And you, and you scratch your head, you go, well, how did they get the contractor? How did they get this? And you start, you know, tying the relationships together, and you truly see what's going on there, right? I mean, you see why certain people are getting the contracts, why certain people are getting, you know, jobs at these places, like you say, and being paid for things they have no clue as to what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, and I knew that this was an issue, but someone I was speaking to today about this whole mass firing issue, and it's not that they're planning on having, they're already happening. There's already, I don't even know exactly how many, but a good number of that 60 plus that are going to be laid off already has been delivered that news. But this person I was speaking to says, you know, the thing within Republican at the RNC is that you have people who are political animals first, and then they are whatever, like maybe they're in digital fundraising. Maybe they're political first and they're digital second, but most of these folks in digital couldn't do a pivot table in Excel to save their lives is the thing that a person said to me. And it's true. I mean, in a lot of people, I mean, if you don't know Excel, I don't think it's that difficult to do a pivot table, but, you know, maybe it might be for others. So maybe that's the point.
You
is
have
that
to
it's
sit
not
down
that
and
difficult.
Do it, though. I mean, you have to actually want right. to do the job and sit down and actually do it.
Right. And you have to have at least some kind of training. Like the Democrats do it the opposite. They'll bring on, you know, Google. There was a thing, I don't know, probably 10 years ago where they did the DNC, some nonprofit connected to them, offered all these tech people a sabbatical, like I think it was $200,000 to take a sabbatical from their job for a year and work for the DNC. And they did. And they create this huge technical backbone that is something that we should have. Yeah, but they've got it right. I mean, they're ruthless and they're playing for keeps.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a party that shows up to play the game 4 months before it happens. Okay. I mean, you know that as well. You get these names and
right.
people throw their names in the hat. Like the election's 4 or 5 months away. You go, where have you been for the last year or two? What events have you been to? What have you done to get your name out there or to show the party that you actually give a crap? You know, when the limelight isn't up and all over the place. We do that as a habit, don't we?
We do, and I bet, you know, that in that case, I think leadership comes from the top, too. And right. because the RNC in general has not been doing things that support that mindset, like, you know, because you've worked within education and you've worked within a lot of things, people do what they're incentivized to do.
Yes.
So when you set up like an incentive, like a bonus program, even you have to be really careful because people are going to do just the activities that get them those bonuses. So it's been the same in politics. And so we have to find a way to incentivize building long-term structures and effective programs.
I agree. And the same thing with the, you know, ballot harvesting. And you've still got a lot of old-time Republicans that are very uncomfortable with that kind of stuff. And we have to do a better job at getting the, you know, marketing the information to those people and saying, look, you don't have to go to the polls anymore. And number two is, you know what? It's okay to give whoever your ballot, not, I don't mean whoever, but however they work it out when it comes to this. And we need to get connected with the community. Got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Lawrence will be with me when we return.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump expressed his belief that implementing a ban on TikTok would inadvertently strengthen Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook
to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
During an interview with CNBC on Monday, the probable Republican presidential candidate acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok. President Biden is calling on Congress to approve the latest bipartisan border agreement. Speaking at the National League of Cities, Biden emphasized that the deal would enhance border security and save lives. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has entered a plea of not guilty to 12 additional charges. He appeared in a New York federal court Monday for arraignment on a superseding indictment, which includes allegations of obstruction of justice. The Democrat faces charges including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, and extortion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way, like I always say, it is the way we win. It is the way I want to win. You know, you just don't be yelling in somebody's face. Don't look at your last Twitter feed, because that's not going to help you. You want to make sure you have the actual facts. And you don't even have to be in their face with it. Again, as I always say to you, just lay it out there so it gives them something to think about. Well, and I'm assuming that some of them think. I'm not going to guarantee it, but whatever. Anyhow, Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She is the deputy managing editor at redstate.com. And again, I said it last time, Jennifer, and I mean it sincerely. You're one of the very few publications that you don't cringe when you see something there. You go and go, I don't know if I believe that. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I know you're not pulling it out of midair.
Right, right. We definitely work hard to not do that with all of our contributors. It's sometimes hard work given everything that's online to find, to sift through all of that and find what parts of it have as a backup and what doesn't.
Well, yeah, and you're checking more than one source and you know, making sure it's true. Where a lot of publications, they don't do that. They hit one reliable source, or what they perceive as a reliable source, if you would, and that's it. The end of it is like, no. You know, because it could be variations of it. It could be other things that are coming in that you don't know about or have been updated since the last time you had a conversation, right?
Right, for sure, for sure.
So let's deal more with the, I have never been impressed with the RNC. I'm sorry. If you got friends that are listening, I'll say it again. I'm sorry, because, you know, we get power, we get the ability to do things, we get money in, and we always seem to come up a day late and a dollar short. I don't know if it's corruption. I don't know if it's they really haven't had the right managers in place. I don't know what it is. And you're closer to that part of the world than I am. Give me some thoughts here.
And so I know that there's been a lot of not very talented and ineffective people there and ineffective leaders. And because when you're bringing people who aren't specialists in a certain field, and they're mostly just political people or nepotism hires, or because their parent is a donor, you don't get the best of talent. And so I think that's what's been happening. There are a lot of people there who are believers in the cause, though, and are working hard. And I hope that this restructuring will somehow pave a way for them to have more of a voice or give them an opportunity to show their stuff. So what part of what happened today, this guy, Sean Cairncross, who was the COO under Reince Priebus, which arguably a much more effective RNC than what we just had, he's been tapped to help Chris LaCivita, who is one of Trump's main people, but who's going to be the chief of staff in doing this. So allegedly, LaCivita spent the last probably month looking over all of the expenditures and looking at org charts and looking at how things are all done there so that he can redo it and make it more effective and lean and mean. And five senior staffers are gone, including the political director, Elliot Eccles. So, I mean, obviously, if you're a political director and you've had two cycles of pretty bruising losses, then maybe you're not the right person to be leading this effort, you know? Yeah. Then they let go of the chief of staff to the former co-chair, who I've heard is a good conservative and a good guy. So, you know, just kind of collateral damage of that. Keith Schipper, the guy who was such a jerk to me when I was doing that story in January, my latest update, and was completely unprofessional and rude to me on Twitter, calling me a sad and pathetic person and a biased journalist. Oh. And he's the comms director. He was the comms director for the RNC. He's gone. I have to admit to doing a little bit of a happy dance on that one.
You know what? I don't blame you because these people get full of themselves. But I got to tell you, too, the messaging, in my humble opinion, okay, I'm not a national guy, was never great. It was never good.
And that's because they're all in D.C. If you're a trust fund baby, a donor baby, and you've just went to work there out of college, you know, because you could, a lot of these internships that lead to things at RNC are unpaid or that lead to things in politics, period, you know. My oldest son did a paid internship in D.C., and he wanted to work more on the Hill after that. But because we weren't rich and couldn't just, you know, support him while he worked for free, he couldn't go that route. But so the people that you get into this field have a skewed reality anyway, and then you keep them inside Capitol Hill, and then they don't get it. So one thing that I think that they should do is they should do some decentralization of the RNC. I know when Harmeet was running, she wanted to do that, have everything go through more regional offices. And I think that's how the legal stuff you were talking about in the prior segment can be accomplished as well, through having regional offices where maybe there's one overarching legal strategy. You have these people over legal within those regions that can keep up with the laws that are being proposed. Like in California, I've talked to people over this last week that had no idea how the laws came about in California to create this issue that we have now with just terribly mismanaged elections. So point being, like, you need to get out of D.C. and hear what the people are in real America are talking about so that you can message to them.
Yep. And the real trouble that they're having, because to your point, you know, I joked with somebody the other day who just got back from D.C. and I said, did you look around and see all the cranes? Did you see how much it cost you to go to a hotel room? How long it took you to get a cab or a reservation? They're not living in the real world. You know, they're living in the land of Oz, if you would, when it comes to D.C., aren't they?
Yeah. And a lot of them leave to go become lobbyists, or like we've seen, then they go or they just consult with the RNC, or they're married to people who are lobbyists or have a lot of money. It's all about just their little insular lifestyle, and they don't have the same challenges we do every day. And they're not like us with people. We know volunteers who put in hundreds of hours or thousands of hours every year to try to help save this country. And they have these people at the RNC so far have had no connection with that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting in the election last week. You looked at what the messaging was to Republican voters and what have you, and when they were doing the exit polls, exit questions, number one issue for Democrats was abortion. They hung all their votes on abortion. When it came to us, it was immigration and the economy. And you have to sit there and say to yourself, okay, but when you look at the voting across the country, and especially here in California, we have no majorities except in a very few areas. We needed to do a better job, not just reaching out to Republicans, because it seems that's all we try to do, but trying to pull those independents in. It doesn't really seem to be that there's any kind of plan to pull an independent. I couldn't win my seat without independents. Here in L.A. County, our supervisors, we have one that is, I'll say, not a Democrat.
And, exactly.
And she had to get independents and Democrats to vote for her. She won handily with over 51% of the vote. And, again, I don't know. I the communications position there, they got to be in the new world. They got to understand what messaging and how to reach the average person and not just, you know, people at the top.
Not just the people who are just fully ingesting politics 24/7.
Yeah.
Because they need to get the people that aren't paying attention all the time and get them to pay attention. But I do want to point out two quick highlights that are good news for things in California. Brand new candidates who advanced to the top two. Uh-huh. One is in the race to replace Adam Schiff in Congress. And Alex Balikian is a physician in Glendale, and he's a conservative. And he ran on the fact that, you know, hey, I'm all about bodily autonomy for people who are over 18. But yeah, under 18, you need to leave kids alone. And he has the medical background to back up why all of this stuff is so bad. So he advanced against Laura Friedman, who has a lot of baggage. And she's an assemblywoman, super, super liberal, like basically Adam Schiff in a dress. So that at least we have a Republican in that. I don't think for years we've had even a Republican run against Adam Schiff. If we did, it was like, because the last time was that maybe a girl person who was a Democrat. And then Denise Aguilar up in San Joaquin County for assembly in a very Democrat area. She's a Republican that got to the top two. She's a former gang member, like had been full in the gangs.
Wow.
Got a new life, and now she's running for assembly. So good news there.
All right, we've got to go for a break. I want to come back and, you know, talk a little bit about a local race to me where a virtual unknown has gone past the incumbent. Well, I'll give you the names. We'll talk more about that when we return. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, get a clue. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying get a clue. Because what you need to do is you need to make sure I say it pretty much at the beginning of every segment. I sit with people. I have people call me, send me emails. And they are the bastion of knowledge and truth for the Conservative Party. And yet 90% of what's in the email is false. And they get it offline. They get it from these sites or publications that this is what they want to be the truth, so they publish it. Don't do that. Get real information so that you can go out there and speak to people. And again, you know, my tack now is I don't try to shove it down their throat. I do the Columbo on them. I say, "Gee, I'm confused because I thought this was the truth." And give them something to think about. Don't let them walk away from the table ignorant. Because that's going to roll, no matter what you say to them, if it's against what they believe, it's going to roll around in their head one way or the other. Some you may win, some you may lose, and some you may just walk away neutral. You can still have lunch, and that's the end of it. I've got Jennifer Van Laar on the line with me. She's Deputy Managing Editor at RedState.com. Again, one of the few sites that you don't have to worry about the truth being published there. And Jennifer, thanks for being with me.
I always love being here.
You know, I was talking to you during the break, and I said, we're going to do the story about the Pittsburgh police and how they're no longer going to respond to certain kind of crimes. But I'm going to tie that. First, I'm going to tie in the San Francisco, the two laws that were just voted in. The progressives, I don't know if you've been following this one, but the progressives are very, very upset that they actually want to give the police, the citizens want to give the police more power and more ability to deal with crime. I mean, God forbid, that's right. I mean, they're not going to bring teddy bears and blankets anymore. And then the second one was that welfare recipients would have to take a drug test because they want to get them the help they need. I mean, God forbid you get them the help that they need to get off the drugs so they can live a better life. So you see this happening. And again, amazing to see them, see their real mindset when they come out of the woodwork and say, oh, no, we can't have this. The progressives are really mad. And then Pittsburgh now, right, they're going in the opposite direction and saying, look, they're no longer going to respond to certain calls, and they're going to direct you people to a telephone unit.
I don't blame them.
Oh, I'm not saying I blame them, but think about it. These crimes include thefts, harassment, criminal mischief, burglary and alarms. So if somebody's breaking into your house and that alarm goes off, what do you do? Joe Biden answering the phone at 3 a.m. Apparently neither of these people.
I don't know. He might be pretty angry if you wake him up at that time of night and he hasn't had his meds. maybe he'd be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't blame the cops at all, but it's going to obviously make crime way worse. And with San Francisco, it's odd. You know, they're doing that, but yet they just swore in like a non-citizen to their board of supervisors.
Yeah.
I can't remember which it was.
What was it? But it's the election board, right? It's the election board that they put her on.
I shouldn't have even brought it up because I don't want to spread misinformation, and I don't have that exact office in front of me.
I appreciate it. But I did that story last week and it was like, wait a minute, she's not even a citizen. And she's going to tell us how to vote and what's to vote and how to. Right? No. So, but
at least they're getting some sanity with the stuff with realizing that you need to have people enforcing the law in order to have a society that's somewhat civil and civilized.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowly moving in that direction. And then 20 police officers for the whole city of Pittsburgh. At night, and when they interviewed the chief of police, he said, well, the stats show that crime is way down then. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, because criminals can't read and they don't watch the news. So,
right.
When they realize that there's only 20 cops for the whole city from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., I'm sure they'll stay home and stay in bed so they'll be safe, right?
Of course. But on a different scale, that's somewhat been happening out in the Antelope Valley out near you, because it's more been like a quiet quitting kind of thing where a lot of the times they won't answer calls. They'll answer the calls, but they won't do other proactive things because of the lack of support from the board of supervisors who will blame them if anything goes wrong. So I think that unfortunately that could be our next step in some of the things within California if we don't watch it.
Yeah, no, I understand, and I agree with you. I don't think we support our police officers, and I have some of our conservative friends, when I talk like that sometimes, will send me an email and say, you know, this is a problem I had, and this is what I did. And I go, look, I really, not that I don't care what happened in your life, but you understand how many sheriffs there are, how many deputies, how many police officers, and the amount of stories. Someday, you know, I'm going to sit down and break it down myself. That the amount of interactions that they have to the amount of bad things they have is minuscule, in my humble opinion.
Right.
You know.
Right. I agree.
Shut your mouth. Do what you're told to do. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, don't be swerving all over the place in a neighborhood you don't belong in. And you may not have some of these problems. And these sheriffs and deputies, I don't know if you agree, they're on edge to begin with. They're still human. They know they're not supported by some. They know that the city or the county or the town that they're in may not have their backs if something goes sideways. I can't imagine working a job like that.
Oh, me neither. And then they are exhausted on top of it, at least in the case of L.A. And I'm sure this is happening nationwide as people get out of law enforcement. They don't have enough staff to cover all of the shifts. Right. So people are working doubles a lot of times and they're just completely exhausted. Yep. And then they don't have the judgment available. So maybe you get more of those bad interactions because somebody's sleep deprived and they don't have that kind of awareness that you would have if you actually had a good night's sleep.
So in speaking with some of the officials in my area, they tell me that they, ready for this, they are 90 deputies short of
wow.
a full house is what they need. So the deputies that are on duty already, they're not cutting service like Pittsburgh is, but the deputy, to your point, already are working 2 and 2.5 shifts. I can't imagine that. And in this and in the high stress job that they have. The problem is not, frankly, I heard that the problem was not that they didn't have the money. They can't get people to sign up. They can't get people that want to come into and become deputy sheriffs. And frankly, and honestly, I don't blame them. You know?
No, I don't either. I mean, they watch what's happening, and then like you and I say, why would you want to do that? And then you might die. You have a bad day at work. You could die.
Yep. Yeah, because nobody's supporting. Nobody's helping you. Some of the other stuff that I was talking about earlier in the show, and I just want to have some fun with you with is, apparently you and I and others like us have crystal balls, but you have to be on the right side of the issues, because I don't know if you saw what went down with Director Ray when he was being interviewed. I'll put it that way. That he came, he said, "Look, we have a problem at the border," and I'm sitting there going, "No, duh, really." This is news, right? We've got an onslaught of drug trafficking, violent gangs. We've got smugglers with ties to ISIS coming in. We've got this nasty gang from Venezuela. And he's going through all this stuff. And I'm saying,
right.
People like you and me and others have been saying, hello, anybody home? You see what's happening at the border. It's not that we don't want these people. We don't want to help people that we can help. They don't want to be helped. They're here for a specific reason. And I'm asking for your opinion here because I know you don't have any fact.
Okay.
But, I mean, enough fentanyl has come over. Now, think about something. They have seized enough fentanyl that would kill almost 300 million people. This is what they've got their hands on. I'm of the mindset now, after seeing all these quote-unquote pro-Palestinian rallies, I think we're in for another big event in this country. And I think you're going to find out that it's going to be perpetrated by people who came here for the wrong reasons, and specifically for that reason, to help facilitate a major event. You're in the news all day. Give me some of your thoughts.
And well, based on my conversations with a lot of national security sources over the last year, that's exactly what is happening. I mean, I'm not going to say in any way that all of these people coming over are coming over for that purpose.
Of course.
But a portion of them are, and I do want to help people, but you have to know who you're helping first.
Yes.
Like, you have to be able to know who they are, have a little background on them, and not just check out a fake ID probably and that at the border and then tell them to come back in 5 years
right.
or 10 years. That's not how you do it. So I think that it's a huge national security issue. I've said this for years, both the northern and the southern border. Southern border more so, but nobody's really up at the northern border watching a whole lot.
Oh, I know.
So I wouldn't be surprised if people aren't coming through, northwest into the northwest from Canada.
Right. No, I don't disagree with you.
The nefarious, yeah.
But I think it's funny. Like I said, for years, people like you and I have been called nuts and conspiracy theorists, and where's your proof? And wouldn't have loved if somebody just played a clip like that for Ray and said, okay, so where's your proof? That's all we ever heard, right? And,
right.
And then you got Mayorkas saying, we don't have any problems. Everything's wonderful. Right. Okay. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people how to read what you're printing, what you're putting up there, and just stay up on your stories.
Sure. RedState.com and at Jen Van Laar on Twitter.
That's it. You got to follow her Twitter. You really got to. It's good stuff. And sometimes I love watching you fight with some of the less intelligent people on the interweb. I'll put it that way. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host.
You.
A lot more coming up in the next hour. Just Joe, good luck to you. We'll be right back.